people will often come and spend whole days here, especially in the inclement weather of October, November, December, and we'll stay till late at night. And we know either anecdotally or from circumstantial evidence that they have no home, or sometimes they'll just tell us directly.
Why do you let them stay all day long and into the night?
Because that's what we do. We serve people here. We let we don't really care what people are doing here as long as they're not violating any laws or breaking our policy. We're hoping that they're using our resources to improve their life. And if we can help them one-on-one, we will. Otherwise, we let them be. People will talk to us and they'll tell us their interest. And we'll either set them up with books or magazines or computers to help them go further. Or they'll tell us their specific problems. And we'll tell them, well, have you heard of this service? Like, for example, we'll show them things like the Community Resource Directory, which is a compilation created by the Prince Rupert Community Enrichment Society that lets people know what advocates they have for what problems, where local soup kitchens are, what federal, provincial resources they might be able to find. So we try, if people talk to them, it's rare because it's a very personal thing, but if people talk to us, we try to point them to services that we know about that they don't.
Do you have extra funding to do that?
No, presently no. Certainly we would like that. The difficulty with funding is we do get the majority of our funding from the municipality, a significant portion from the province, and a lot from donations. Both corporate and personal donations are really significant to our funding here at the library. But often the organizations wish to give money to for a specific collection. Children's collections are always popular. Computers, other assets. What is difficult is a lot of our work has to do with service we give, what we can do to people. We have to work with everybody to find out what the individuals need and how we can meet those needs. Here in the library, where we can provide service, that's where we need more funding so we can give people more help that they can't get anywhere else. Wow. If I can just give an example, mm-hmm. We often help people sign up for employment insurance applications, job applications that are often done online now, passport applications. So much of the government requirements, they've fallen away from providing that service here in Prince Rupert, and it's fallen to the library to do it, and that requires staff time, and that's not often what people want to donate to, and that makes it hard because people need the involvement of the librarians to help them find what they want.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that does bring us back to the people who are particularly in need. To turn this around a little bit, I'm curious to know what people in need who might not have homes, who are using the library as a place to take shelter, what they give back to the library and to librarians and the community at large.
I never thought of getting anything in return. People in the library world are usually not interested in self-gain. We do it because a healthier community is better for us as well as everybody else. So it satisfies us often if we can put somebody on a better path than they were on. Later on, people have returned and given donations, cash donations for the help we've received in the past. We know that if somebody's gotten a bit better and not living on the street, they're less likely to hurt themselves and others, and that's a reward for us. All we can ultimately do, because it's such a diverse and complicated problem, is be excellent to one another.
Thanks so much, Joe.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
Baby. We've got to get out of here.